The rest of the story. The Journal of the American Medical Association leaves little room for doubt. It was a case of police brutality. It was a case of police brutality. Prior to this, the prestigious publication aforementioned has steered clear of forensic pathology, has left murder cases to the real-life Quincy's. But now, in an unprecedented article, the AMA Journal has sought to resolve a criminal controversy. The article was written for the March 21, 1986 issue by Dr. William Edwards of Mayo Clinic. Dr. Edwards, an autopsy pathologist, specializes in determining causes of death. And based on his findings, the victim in one famous case was killed by a beating at the hands of law enforcement officials. It was police brutality. Hypovolemic shock, Dr. Edwards calls it. That means shock primarily due to loss of blood compounded by exhaustion asphyxia. But this is the rest of the story. My, the crimes that we could solve could we put Quincy in a time machine. The guilt or innocence of the notorious Lizzie Borden has provided volumes of conjecture over the almost century since her parents were hacked to death with an axe. Surely a skilled coroner, equipped with right-now technology, could have easily ascertained whether Lizzie was the culprit. They never caught Jack the Ripper. He left London littered with the slashed bodies of local hookers and then vanished without a trace. But wouldn't you guess, considering all that forensic pathologists and criminologists have learned through the interim years, that some microscopic clue might have hanged the real murderer with the aid of modern science? The case pathologist Dr. William Edwards has recently investigated. The case he describes in print in the AMA Journal is further complicated by some widespread popular misconception. For although the victim was brutally beaten by military police under orders of a high government official, he, the subject of Dr. Edwards' investigation, was subsequently formally publicly executed. It's that sensational torture execution which is most often recalled, and yet the victim's death was brought about by exhaustion asphyxia and by hypovolemic shock. That means shock due to loss of blood from the merciless 9 a.m. beating which preceded the execution. I know from one perspective this seems like a small point, and yet it has enormous potential significance. It means the victim did not, as some have suggested, merely lose consciousness later to be revived. It means that he could not possibly have survived, certainly not as medical science defines survival. This from the Journal of the American Medical Association and from one of our nation's leading autopsy pathologists, who used as corroboration the writings of ancient Christian and non-Christian authors, the literature of modern authorities, and scientific data gathered from the so-called Shroud of Turin. Dr. William Edwards says there's now no doubt. That much respected, once agnostic medical expert now insists beyond question that police brutality was the specific cause for the premature death of the man called Jesus Christ. And equally unquestionably, if he appeared thereafter, as so many witnesses affirm, it was supernaturally so. For Jesus was absolutely, medically, undeniably, verifiably dead when they took him down from the cross. Now you know the rest of the story.